Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 22nd day of July, 2024. And before we get started, I'll say right now that this will be recorded. You'll be hearing it on a later broadcast, perhaps, because we're having trouble, technical difficulties at the studios with the connections and links go across country, so it's not on shortwave. It's not being broadcast live anywhere right now. That'd be recorded and replayed, so please, folks, forgive us. We can't help it. It's just something that happened. It's just the way it is. And I've tried to have Doug Thornton on the program twice. Last week, the power's off the studio. This week, we're having trouble having feed problems. So, anyway, we do the best we can with what we got, okay? And there's no point going through a lot of announcements because not many people are going to hear it, at least not live. But I will say this. Don't forget our upcoming August 31st Natural Family Celebration we're going to have in Summersville, West Virginia. We'll be mailing out flyers to anybody who wants them to learn more about the meeting we're going to have. We're going to have some great speakers. Coach Dave will be one of them. We're going to be sharing a lot of information, folks. We're going to have time together, and we're going to go in. Fly in the face of the sodomite dogs that call themselves natural. I don't care who makes mad. I really don't care. I'm mad. I'm already mad. I don't care who makes mad. We're going to fly in the face of the perverts who march down the streets and say that they are families with two or three men living together and women or whatever. It's just perverted beyond words. But we're going to do that August 31st in Summersville, West Virginia, at the Veterans Memorial Park, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on that day. Speakers, singers, the whole thing. Come and join us if you can. Any questions, call us at the office at 800-777-4403. I'm going to send Lisa a flyer so she'll know what's going on. She'll share with you what you can, but I hope you'll come and join us. There's no charge. You can bring your children with you, of course. There's a swimming pool there. There may be a charge for that. I'm not sure, but there's a swimming pool there. Ball field's there. Probably someone will be open. Lots of activities doing a 47-acre park, so come and join us if you can. Joins for bringing a picnic lunch with you, lawn chairs with you, so we can all sit together and listen to some good singing and some fellowship while we're at it, okay? August 31st in Summersville, West Virginia, at the Veterans Memorial Park. Again, I apologize that this is going not recorded. Matter of fact, I may play it again another night when I don't have a guest coming on to fill in one night, because I want you to hear what we're going to talk about tonight, and make sure you do, because the guest tonight is Pastor Doug Thornton, a gentleman I've known quite a while now, and I really respect what he's trying to do. I really do. I mean, this man's got some courage. Before I'm thinking of, by the way, I'll only be here a half a day Thursday. I've got to take Marcia to the doctor Thursday about noon. Be here a half a day Thursday, and the following Thursday won't be here at all. I'm going to the doctor. Okay, so that's what's happened. I had bypass surgery today on my left eye. It's doing fine. So this is what's been going on in our home quite a bit. Spent a lot of time back and forth to doctors. We'll get started into the broadcast tonight, talking to Doug Thornton. I'm going to let him tell folks, the new listeners, who he is, what he does, I got started in it. Then we're going to discuss a lot of things, including the, I guess you say, attempt assassination of Trump. Although, when it comes to politics, you can't trust him for good morning. So I don't know what to say about that. We'll discuss a little bit more. Are you there, Doug?
Hey, bless you. I'm here.
Good to have you, my friend. Now, you make yourself at home, but tell the folks who you are and how you get started, what you're doing.
Well, that's a short story. So I worked for the government for about 16 years in various forms and fashions, from military to military contractor. I've worked for the Department of Justice, the Federal Bureau of Prisons. I also worked for Department of Homeland Security. Done some private bodyguard work for some famous people here and there. And the Lord led me out of the government. And so now the ministry that he put me onto was to preach to the young men of America to repent, come back to him. So that's what we've been doing. Other than that, man, you know, we do our best to try and preach the gospel, preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And no matter how much they want to hear it or not, we're going to continue to preach the word. I'll tell you that. But what's been on everybody's mind now, Butch, is obviously what's happened to Trump. Now, I want to be completely honest with everybody. That's always been me. I've always been very transparent, what I think, what I feel. One of my little famous sayings is, I don't get paid to be anybody's friend, and I am not politically affiliated with anything or anyone. So I have always been wary of Donald Trump from the very beginning. I always asked myself, what does a billionaire want with the world's strongest military? And so, you know, Trump does his first 4 years, and it's chaos here in America. He did a lot of things that we like. He did a lot of things that we didn't like. He increased FISA. He increased the NDA. He increased the debt. He is in favor of the red flag laws. He took a shot at the Second Amendment with the whole bump stock fiasco. He touted to all of us that he was going to get all the swamp creatures out of the swamp.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
when he gets in office, he just puts them all in power.
He forgot all about that, and he kicked COVID into high gear. We know that.
Yeah, well, and he also surrounded himself with NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation, and all their fake wannabe Christian preachers that are out there, which, if no one knows what NAR is, the New Apostolic Reformation is more or less a blending of esoteric religions like Hinduism, Buddhism, Universalism, and then trying somehow to blanket that over Christianity and blend the two. And they've done a very good job of confusing a lot of people and throwing a lot of Kabbalism. And these are the people Trump surrounded himself with. And I've questioned if Trump was a Christian from the entire get-go. Now, I am not judging, but I am questioning his fruits. As one sibling in Christ to another sibling in Christ, so he says, I'm judging the man by his fruits. I've never heard him say Jesus Christ in the public domain. I've never heard him say Jesus is Lord. Heard him talk a lot about God. Well, so do the Hindus. So do the Buddhists. So do the Masons.
The Bible says even Satan believes there's a God. Big deal.
That's right. But there's a difference. We're supposed to confess our faith with our mouth.
That's right.
And I haven't heard the man do it. And I pray for Donald Trump. I'm not a Donald Trump basher. I'm not a Donald Trump hater. But I see something very insidious happening in America, especially to the church. Now, like probably anyone else, when Donald Trump makes the left cringe, it makes me laugh. All right? When Donald Trump shakes the hand of a world leader and takes them off their feet when he jerks them into them, it makes me laugh. Outside of him being likable as a man, I look at the man's fruits. All right? He's about as Christian as Barack Obama said he was a Christian, as Michelle Obama said she was a Christian, as Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton said they're a Christian, as Nancy Pelosi said she's a Christian, and also as Joe Biden says he's a Christian. All these people claim to be Christian. And if we were to bash any of them about how they're not Christian, everybody on the right would join in. But the moment you talk about Donald Trump, something happened. Something in people's spirit want to lash out at you. And that's okay. That's okay. What we're here for is to lift the veil of deception. For one thing, don't idolize a man. Don't put any hope or faith in flesh. That's what the
Amen.
Bible says.
Amen.
Clothe yourself in Jesus Christ.
Well, Jeremiah 17:5, it says, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man. That's what it boils down to.
That's right. Well, I have not seen the fruits that I expect another Christian to show. Now, like I said, I'm not judging the man outside of that, but if he claims to be a Christian, even if he's lukewarm, we need to bring that up to him. And I want to ask you this, Butch. Where are the pastors around him that are calling him out for being pro-abortion? Trump is okay with abortion up to 15 weeks.
Well, he also said in the first time he ran in 2016 that he was more pro-gay than Hillary.
That's right.
And by the way, he's also courting the homosexual vote by going to the log cabin group of Republicans, and he wants the conservative perverts to vote for him.
Well, during the RNC, or I think right before the RNC, I think it was Eric Trump's wife held a big convention for the LGBTQRS reprobate society. So how can a Christian show me by their fruits and drink out of the cup of demons and God at the same time?
Can't do it.
You can't do it.
But
why are people so convinced this man is the hope of America?
Well, you know, in my opinion, he talks different. They're grasping for straws. They're desperate. You know, they're looking for a hope. They're wanting to have some ray of hope. And although they should know you don't find it in man or man's politics, they're grasping. They're scared to death. They want some hope.
Well, I'll look, as someone who's a patriot, I've served my country. Most of my adult life, I served my country. And I'm about as patriotic as the next man. However, I don't idolize my country or my flag. I put my God first.
No. Amen.
And there are people who will draw pictures of Jesus hugging the American flag. There are people who will drape the American flag over the cross as if the two were united somehow, as if America is this special Christian nation. And if we were, where are our fruits?
After 100 million dead babies were murdered in the womb, yeah, where's our fruit? You're right. Where's our fruit?
Look, people don't like that you call this out. And I'll tell you why. And I can reason with them, and I can understand people's anger. When we talk about this, we have to approach it with tenderness and loving kindness as our God approaches us with our faults, right? Now, for people who put all their faith in this, you were raised, and I'll say this word, and people aren't going to like it, with propaganda that you are to swear allegiance to a flag, to a state. In the Bible, you're not to swear allegiance to anything.
That's right. That's so, God. Amen.
Are we Americans first, or are we Christians first? And there's a lot of people who will say, well, Doug, if you're going to bring up all this stuff about Trump, you're going to bring up all this stuff about Biden, then who am I supposed to vote for?
Well, and by the way, Doug, I want to interrupt you, but I want to say this real quickly. Todd, the stream is back up on the Internet on Star 5. It's now playing, so people, I hope they're still trying to tune in. I'm talking to Doug Thornton about some very important issues tonight, so we're now going out live as far as I know. So sorry about the delay there, but it couldn't be helped. Anyway, go ahead, Doug.
All right, so this is the thing I want to try and make aware to people. We've been convinced since we were in grade school that it is God, country, core, Marine Corps style, but it is that we're combining the two, church and state. And this is what's dangerous, is that the left is so appalling. The rhinos are so appalling. You don't trust the Democrats. You don't trust the Republicans. he got plenty of good reason not to. But yet here we have the Republican Party with their candidate Trump, who is a lifelong Democrat, friends with all these people, rode on Epstein's plane four times, and we're to just accept whatever this man says or does, and God appointed him. It's the benefit of the nation. And I'll say this, God raises up leaders, and he tears down kingdoms. He puts in people to either benefit us or as a curse over us. And it all depends on what the people do. Right? So we can all probably say Obama was a curse. We can all probably say Joe Biden was a curse. But how were we cursed with Obama? We were given a benefit with Trump, which I think is an illusion. And then we're cursed again. I don't see the connection here, and I'm going to make a few connections for you. Trump surrounded himself with the swamp. Everybody complained about it. Us in the federal government, we all complained about it. Trump never arrested Hillary. He said, we don't need to do that. So Trump's a liar.
Yes, he is.
Trump's a Christian, as he says, but he's also a liar. So Trump's a Christian, but he's also a liar, but he also compromises. Where's his fruits? If Trump was appointed for this one specific thing, then maybe it was to give a reprieve to Christians. Maybe it was. I'll never question what God does. But the fact that there's like a hook, line, and sinker over Trump, it bothers me. Because what happened at the RNC was a big New World Order globalist party over the last week. He's mainly supported by people like Peter Thiel, who is an outright New World Order guy. He's an outright globalist. He's involved in the vax. He's involved in smart cities. He's involved in the technology that is to track people and monitor people who've taken the vaccine. And I've got all the evidence for this. We're currently working on it. We're going to be putting out a special on the American Vindictive Show, which is on YouTube, and you'll be able to see that shortly. But also surround himself with the New Apostolic Movement. It's a fake Christian movement.
Yes, it is.
And there's so many Christians who tie themselves to this, and they yoke themselves up to this, and it's dangerous. But I understand. And here's why I understand. We know that the government's overtaxed us. They've abused the American people. They abuse our constitutional rights, what we call our God-given rights. And we want to see vengeance on the left and on the rhinos. Can anyone disagree with that? We would all like to see that vengeance on them. We'd all like to see wrongs righted. Show me where Trump did it. I'm just saying, show me where Trump did it.
Well, but the people will say, well, you know, he stopped the border and he did it. And he did do some decent things. I had no problem with that. But he lied a lot, and he's still telling lies. He's all about himself. I know people say, well, that near miss has humbled a man. He's now truly born again. I haven't seen that yet. I would like to see the fruit of it. I would love to see the fruit of that. I would like to hear him say, I am a servant of Jesus Christ. I will serve him.
I would love to hear that.
That would make me feel really well if I saw the fruit with it. But I don't want to miss one thing. I know you got more to talk about, but fill us in about J.D. Vance. This man is another snake in the grass, and folks, he's a member of the Bilderbergers. This man is another mainstream swamp person. But real quick, tell us about J.D. Vance before we go any further.
So some of the stuff we've gathered on J.D. Vance is that he's worked for the company Ambrosia. Ambrosia takes blood from the youth, and it siphons it through the elderly for life extension. J.D. Vance is part of the mRNA vaccine, just like Vivek Ramaswamy's brother is. They're all tied into the same groups. Palantir, Peter Thiel, who's a New World Order globalist, he pushed for J.D. Vance. Palantir helps fund a lot of the stuff that J.D. Vance is doing also. J.D. Vance and the stuff that he's tied into with Palantir also ties into the 15-minute cities.
But
and
tell the folks who Palantir
people.
Is. Tell them who Palantir is.
Palantir won contracts from the CIA for monitoring people. There are telecommunications, fiber optics. They're tied into quite a bit of things. But a lot of it ties into this whole 15-minute city thing. Now, I don't have all my notes in front of me. Like I said, here in a day or two, I'm going to post it all. It's pretty damning. But he is not a man that we should want in power or in control. And neither is this other man that most likely will make an entrance into Trump's cabinet. And that's Larry Fink of BlackRock.
Oh, my. Another dangerous, globalist. Dangerous.
Larry Fink will be, if any of these rumors are true, and once again, these are rumors, but if any of these rumors are true, may be the Secretary of the Treasury for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He's been the Secretary of the Treasury, I believe, for Obama, and also his people are tied into Biden's White House right now, too. He's very close friends with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Larry Fink manages Donald Trump's real estate portfolio. There's, you can just type in on Google, Larry Fink and Donald Trump, do your own exploration. You'll find that these two are quite fond of each other. Where is the man's discernment? It's either missing in action or we're being lied to. And I'll be honest, I don't trust politicians. I don't think that this whole ruse that you got to vote for somebody is the end-all, be-all. I think as Christians, our vote should always go to Jesus first. And if that person is not reflecting the fruits of our Lord Jesus Christ, why do you need to vote? Why do you need to yoke yourself up? Because you've always been told your vote counts. Your vote doesn't count. The Electoral College is an actual proof of why your vote doesn't count. The Electoral College was wrote in by the founders of the Constitution, the framers of the Constitution, because they did not believe that uneducated people should have the ability to steer and control the government by putting in who they think is the right person. So we could put in the right person that we want, and then it goes to the Senate and the House, and they overrule the American people. They wrote that in law. So where does our vote count? If your vote really counts, then let your vote be for not sending one more dime to Ukraine.
Yes, or Israel.
Not one more dime.
Yes.
Or to Mexico, or to any other country. Did you know that the American government sends around $40 to $60 million a week to the Taliban?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's true. That's
so
true.
If our vote matters and we don't want this, where does our vote reflect what the American people want? We don't want this, but yet our money goes to them anyways. If Hillary Clinton ever said one truthful sentence, it's this: the government's too big to fail.
Yeah.
My mindset as a Christian is that we just need to ride this storm out. We need to huddle ourselves under the wings of God. We need to seek protection under the rock of the foundation of the world, underneath Jesus, and we need to just stay with that. I will not yoke myself up with people who are pro-killing a child in the womb. Our God says he hates
at any age, at any age, at any age. One week or 36, none, zip, zilch.
Well, our God says that he hates people whose hands rush to kill the innocent.
That's right.
I mean, the former governor of Virginia, he wanted post-birth abortion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's these type of people are in charge of our country. Did you know out of the 50 governors, at least 30 of them are considered to be on the friendly list with China? The same China they just finally released a Bible to the people. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't.
China just released a Bible wrote by the state to the people of China. Do you know what it says in it? Blasphemy. It says that whenever the, not the Sanhedrin, whenever the Jews, whenever the Pharisees brought the adulteress in front of Jesus, they said, our father Abraham says that we got to stone her and kill her. What do you say? And remember, they all had stones in their hands. He sat down, drew in the sand, stood up, said, whichever one of you does not have sin, cast the first stone. They all dropped their stones. They all walked off. Jesus went back down to the ground. He's drawing in the ground again, writing in the ground. He stands up and he says, where's all your accusers at? Where's all those who condemned you? She says, Lord, they're all gone. He says, well, I don't condemn you either. Go and sin no more.
Right.
In the Chinese Bible, this is what happens. Same thing. Pharisees approach. Here's an adulteress. Our father Abraham says, the stoner. Jesus says, whichever one of you is without sin, cast the first stone. They all drop their stones. They all leave. And then it says that Jesus turned around and stoned that woman to death. And it also says that Jesus says, I also have sinned. And he stones that woman to death. They make Jesus into a murderer in the New Chinese Bible.
That doesn't surprise me even a little bit. Not even a little bit. It's sad. It's sad. And with the control they have with the people, to being people there who believe it. Unbelievable. So sad.
You know, in Matthew 24, verse 4, Jesus says this, and it's something that I just believe people just overlook. I know people are reading it, especially right now, but people are overlooking. Do not be deceived.
Oh, yes.
Jesus says, many will come in my name, not just when he says my name, but in the power of my name. As in,
yep.
I come in the name of Christ and will deceive many. Why is the church so ignorant to not understand this? Why is the church, just like in 1 Samuel, wanting a king so bad when they say to Samuel, your sons are kind of not good people. Samuel, you're getting old. Put a king over us so they can judge us, so we can be like all the other nations around us. They said, your king is God. Follow God. He said, no, we want a king to judge us. So they gave him Saul. The half-in, half-out king. That's what we got with Trump. I don't care whose feelings it hurt. Trump could be benevolent in 1 second. He's a very vindictive man. He works off of ego. He has no discernment. And so where Trump could be benevolent 1 second, he could be malevolent the next.
That's true.
That wouldn't be so bad if Trump hadn't surrounded himself with the New World Order globalists like he has then and he has again now. And then you got all these false prophecies that are about Donald Trump. Did you know that the Jews over in Israel awarded
yes.
him a menorah
yes.
that says the Prince of Peace Award?
Yep, and they even printed a coin with his face on it. Oh, my goodness. Folks, pick up the break. There's a lot more to talk about. I'm glad we're live streaming now. If you have any questions, comments, give us a call. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Talking to Doug Thornton. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7575. 1-800-273-7979. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. superiormountainherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Cheer. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we're back. Here we're talking to a gentleman tonight. I really enjoy talking to him. Talking to Doug Thornton, Pastor Doug Thornton of AmericaVindicta.com. I thank you and check his website out and follow this man when you can. A discussion there with our producer tonight, Todd. And Todd and I are good friends. Well, I got to meet him once face to face, but he's my friend and a good friend. We were discussing about Trump and different things. And let me just tell you this. We're going to move on. I'm not supporting either one of them. I didn't last time, I'm not going to this time. I will not put my vote of integrity as a Christian on someone I don't trust and don't think is a godly man. I don't care. It's a little bit ungodly, a whole lot ungodly. I'm just not going to do it. And people say, he's not running to be pastor. No, but he's running to be the one that sets the future of my grandchildren. I don't want it. And I'll let God decide who gets in there. That's his decision. And folks, you're not going to be able to change this country, period. It will not happen without repentance. And the people in America, especially the church, are so arrogant, so caught up in their own self-desires and will, they're not going to repent. They don't know to repent. They have no desire to repent. They're living high on the hog, so to speak, and are trusting man to fix the problems. I'm not wanting to preach to you tonight about that, but people, please understand, without Christ, there's no hope, and you cannot support evil and expect this nation to get out of the system. Repentance means that we turn away from those people, and we demand righteousness in this nation. If the people tolerate evil, folks, whose fault is that? The people's or the tyrants? Think about that. Go ahead. I'll just start preaching, Doug, and I'll get carried away. Go ahead.
No, no, you're fine with me. You know, I mean, it's not a popular message. And to sit back and to see our church, our siblings in Christ, who are divided through denominations, all right, so Satan has already fractured the body of Christ by proving that one. It's people who are lacking faith. Look, we all want to see America be set back on a righteous path. But America has been on an unrighteous path since the founding. We don't want to admit it.
That's true.
People ignore the secret society, the Freemasons, and so on, who helped to establish America, starting from way back when, especially Manly T. Hall, 33rd degree Mason. He said that America was known before the time of the Greeks, that there was this land out to the west, in the Pacific, that would be a place for a freedom for their religion, their ability to prosper with their own forms of demonic worship. America has become that thing. I strongly suggest for everybody to watch the movie The Belly of the Beast that has Dr. Tom Horn in it. I can't remember the brothers who made that amazing documentary, but you talk about eye-opening. I mean, from the way our flag was made the Declaration, the Constitution, the shape of the Capitol, and all
and by the way, what's the video again? The Belly of the Beast is what you said.
Belly of the Beast.
I have not seen that. I got to find that. Okay, go ahead.
Well, it'll make you upset as an American. That's what I'll say. It'll make you upset because we've all been sold a lie. We have been sold a lie to idolize America, to make us think that we are this special thing, that God set America to the side for this one special purpose, to be a second Israel. All right, that's what we were dedicated
something,
to be.
You know, it's really, we could have been. It could have happened.
It could have been.
If we'd honored God. And to a point, I guess you say it has. But how long did Israel last when they went into the Promised Land, about a generation and a half, and they were turning their back on God already? So when this nation was founded in the 1600s, it was a Christian nation. It was based on the Word of God. They didn't have legislature to meet pass laws. They had legislature to make sure the laws of God had been performed. So for a little period of time, we were a Christian nation that demanded everybody run for office be Christians. Yes, we were for a while. So in that sense, we may have been a new Israel. But by the late 1700s, about a generation and a half later, we turn from that. Now, folks, that's truth. That is truth. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What do they call the 18th century, which is the 1700s? They call it the Age of Illumination.
Yep.
That is when
yes.
Scottish Rite Freemasonry came over here to America, became Freemasonry, and then everything got reshaped. So you have like two foundings of America. You have Plymouth Rock, and then you have what happened in 1776. Most of our founding fathers are deists, not Christian. Deists. That means they believe in a God, but not our God, not the God. They don't recognize the Trinity. You don't see Jesus Christ anywhere within the Declaration. You don't see of Independence. You don't see Jesus Christ anywhere within the Constitution, but they reference God.
Well, not only that, but Article 6 Constitution said that there will be no more religious tests given to make sure the people put in office are Christians, and we're not going to do anymore. They can put anybody they want to in. And that was a big undermining of our nation. But go ahead.
Well, I asked some people this the other day because I got jumped about saying that, you know, after the attempted assassination on Donald Trump, someone asked my opinion. I said, well, I pray for Trump's salvation. I really hope that what happened to Trump wakes him up, that he needs salvation in our Lord Jesus Christ. And the man, you might as well said that I thought puppies were evil or something. It was insane, the reaction that I got. And I'll say this to all you who put Trump in the same boat as Christian, but yet we should know them by their fruits. And so is Barack and Michelle Obama. And so was Hillary and Bill Clinton. And so was Nancy Pelosi and her husband. So was Hunter Biden. He goes to Catholic Church, right? It's a church. They all claim to be Christian. Why do we not scold them as not having the fruits of Christianity? But we give Trump a pass. Trump was interviewed one time, and he was asked, what's your favorite Bible verse? And he goes, I just love the whole thing. I don't really have one. I just love the whole thing. I can name off the top of my head four or five of them. The number one would be talking about the 99 of the sheep, and I'll be that one lost sinner that the Lord found. As someone who will say, and Trump said that I go to church on the important holidays, on Sundays, and I'll go to church on Christmas and Easter. Like, I've gotten to the point, and Trump, in saying that, is a reflection upon Christianity here in America as well. Because there's a lot of people who claim to be Christian, and that's the only times they go to church. That's the only times they'll even open up their Bibles. Here in America, we think we have some sort of supernatural protection over us. And there is a restrainer over America. Thank God that there is. But look back in your Old Testament and look what happened to his own people. And what he did to his own people. And you think that if God is willing to smite and slaughter his own people and throw them throughout the nations, make them a byword throughout all the nations, as it says in the book of Ezekiel, he wouldn't do that to America? Where's our special protection? Well, we're still killing kids left and right.
Oh, yes. Sodom Eisner's sons
we promote
daughters.
Luciferianism.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
In America, we promote Luciferianism.
We promote
Hinduism and Buddhism. We protect Satanists and their acts. Did you know at the end of the day, the Church of Satan dedicates every abortion to Satan?
Oh, yes. Sacrifice. Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Hold on. I got a good one for you. At the RNC, there was a singer who was there. I've never heard of her because I've detached myself from all this. But there was a singer that was there who spoke at the RNC, where there's a lot of pastors, a lot of so-called Christians at, and her name is Amber Rose. Do your own research, people, on who Amber Rose is. But since I know some of you won't, I'll tell you a little bit about Miss Amber Rose. She interviewed the head of the Satanic Temple, and in the subject line for when she posts this interview on YouTube, it says, the head of the Satanic Temple and the real Liberty. Okay? She's a Trump supporter.
Mm-hmm.
But she praised the act of Satanists while they were at abortion clinics, dedicating abortions to Satan. She's got a picture of her, and it's a gross picture, and she's naked. She has these, I don't know, like 5-inch long spikes coming out of her fingers like fingernails. She has some sort of makeup on that makes her eyes look black, blood coming out of her mouth, dripping all down her torso, wearing underwear that says God's favorite. This is who we let give the mic at the RNC. I don't know who's worse, her or Marina Abramovic. But this is the type of people that Donald Trump is yoking himself up with, whether he knows it or not. Then they close the RNC with a prayer from a Sikh to a demon god. So I'm going to ask you this. When do we get to actually play Christian now? Is it while we're wanting justice for America, while we're wanting Donald Trump, the knight in shining armor, to come save America, like so many pastors have talked about, so many people have talked about? Everybody wears a MAGA hat and a Trump this and Trump that. And don't think I didn't used to be one of those people.
Me too.
I did.
Me too.
We all did. Once again, I'll say it, because we all wanted to see Hillary Clinton, Obama, the Supreme Court, Congress and the Senate and the White House. We all wanted to see it be avenged for our sake, for our nation. We wanted us to be set back on what we think is a right path to God.
And by the way, you just made a very, we got to get the phone calls, but you made a very good statement there. We did it for our sake, not for the glory of God.
That's
big
right.
Difference. Big difference. Now, let's take a phone call from another town. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in.
Trump also said that he had never asked the Lord for forgiveness.
Yeah, he did.
That's
he said,
right.
He said nothing to be forgiven for. And nothing to be forgiven for. Go ahead.
Yeah, that pretty much answers the question. But I hope I'm not diverting. I missed the first 15 minutes of the show, so I hope I'm not diverting from the
theme.
Well,
we were not on the air about 15 minutes, so you didn't miss anything. We weren't on the air about 15 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to see his ear. I want to see pictures from the right side when he's getting, quote-unquote, shot. I'm not saying he did or didn't get shot. I'm not saying that the thing did or didn't happen. I don't know what happened, but I don't believe the official story anymore. I want to know what caliber gun it was. I want to know the grain of ammo. Have anybody seen the gun? Did it have a scope on it? None of this stuff makes sense in that silly parade of the Secret Service trying to get him out of there, trying to go down those steps, and all of them are shorter than he is, and he's got his hands up in the air pumping. It looks showy to me.
It was showy. It was showy. There's so many things there that I've looked at, just don't make any sense. I can't say either way because politics are meant to be hidden. We know that. We know this is all part of the game. Smoke and mirrors. So, go ahead, Tom. I'll shut up. Go ahead.
Well, it's it is that. They give a circus and cakes, but I think the whole political machine is circus and cakes. It's a joke.
Yes,
they can say whatever they want to say on the campaign trail. When they get in, they're going to do what the intelligence agencies tell them to do.
I agree.
Well, the special interest groups, the lobbyists. So I watched the Secret Service director get scolded by Congress in a way that I have never seen anyone do, even to the likes of what they did to Hillary Clinton. Okay? The main takeaway that I got from what happened with the Secret Service director was we do know what type of rifle it was. It was an AR-15. Most likely, if it is an AR-15, it's a 55-grain bullet.
Yep.
They did not tell us if it had a low-power variable scope or if it had a red dot optic on it. There was a congressman out of Texas who said he took his AR-15 that he's never shot in his life, which as a Texan saying you've never shot a gun, I thought that was a weird statement. But he went out to 150 yards, and out of 16 attempts, he hit the target in the head 15 out of 16 times. And then brought in his target paper to prove it. And that is smoke and mirrors, because within a matter of seconds, I can take a pen and punch a bunch of holes and make it look the same thing, okay?
Yeah.
But this is what I took away from it. They talked about how he was 20 years old and how he got a gun and he was a madman. Almost every Democrat said that. And almost every Democrat, if not every Democrat, also directly asked the Secret Service director if we should ban AR-15s, semi-automatic weapons, for the safety and health and welfare of American people and politicians. So what happened immediately after what happened to Trump? Let's talk about gun control.
Mm-hmm.
All over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe one day they will make an attempt. They will make an attempt. One thing that's disturbing to me is after the Las Vegas shooting, Trump banned bump stocks. Well, I mean, obviously, this is a person who does not know very much about firearms. But to ban bump stocks and to think that's going to lower the amount of active shooters, if anything, since 2017 to now, we've had over 1,000% increase in active shooters.
Yep.
That means crime has gone up over 1,000%.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hate to cut you off on that, but we've got to get some other calls. But go ahead, Tom. Finish statement. Is Tom going? All right. Tom's going. Let's go to Jeff from Massachusetts. Jeff, come on in.
Thank you, Pastor Paul. Good evening, Doug. I always wanted to talk to you. Now, Doug,
how you doing, sir?
What I see coming to America is I see America being divided into a couple of countries. Jesse Kelly talked about a red state coalition. What do you think of America having a blue state America, which will be communist, and a red state America, which will be similar to the Augusto Pinochet regime in Chile? Because I had a friend of mine who came from Albania and talked about the Albanian Civil War. In the Albanian Civil War, the communists killed media people, anybody that was anti-communist. And you see what happens in third world countries where basically the deal is gold or lead. And I see assassinations and horrible stuff coming to America. And what do you see coming to America, especially to blue states like Massachusetts?
I see a lot of violence coming to America. Don't forget, whenever we had the 13 colonies, if you really look into this esoteric craft that the Masons did. You had the 13 colonies. It represents the 13 pieces of Osiris. Whenever he was killed and cut up, and his wife Isis, also his sister, try to piece them all back together, and then you have the raising of Osiris ceremony that happens every 4 years to every president in the Capitol by the Freemasons. That happens to every single president since the very beginning. Okay, so we got to throw that one out there. I think if America does become divided, very quickly, we will lose control. And here's why this is dangerous, and this was recently talked about with Russia, and I've been talking about it for about 4 years. Think about Russia, all right, the second most nuclear-armed nation in the world. If Vladimir Putin were to die, and the oligarchs lost control, then we've got about 5,000 to 6,000 ICBMs that no one has control over. And so the thought process of this plan of mine was that it would not surprise me within the least bit if there was a civil war in Russia and Putin was taken out of power some way, somehow, that probably within 96 hours we would begin the invasion of Russia, because you got to stabilize Russia, and someone's got to get their hands on top of all those weapons. We can't have loose nukes. Same thing here for America. Same thing. You'd have China over here. You'd have the United Nations over here. Don't forget.
Well, you know, Doug, Dmitry Dubin prophesied this back in the 80s and 90s. Civil war first, and yeah. Hit from outside. Yes. I hate to keep you up. We're running out of time so fast. Hurry up, Jeff. Got to go. Move on. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sure thing. Doug, I see the next thing coming to America, and Stanislav Lunev talked about it in his book, Through the Eyes of the Enemy, widespread assassinations and limited bombings. You read the book, Through the Eyes of the Enemy by Stanislav Lunev, and read the Soviet and East European defectors. They will show the roadmap to America's future. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. Good point. I don't mean to cut everybody off, but running out of time so quick here, Doug, and got another caller coming. Let's talk to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hey, Pastor. You know, those guys that do those assassinations don't miss. They don't miss.
No, too many things there just don't add up. But go ahead.
But the reason I'm calling today is because I don't know if you know who Benjamin Faircloth is out of Georgia. And then there's another guy, he calls himself UB Ready on the internet. And the UB Ready guy just gives messages, chapter or Bible verse, message from God. And they're both saying the same thing. God says he's coming after the apostate church, the abominable church, and he is come. He said they're going to go after you, and I am going to be helping them. So all y'all out there that aren't doing what God tells you, he's coming.
Yes, and he's bringing payday with him.
That's right. We are not at the beginning of tribulation. We're at the end. All the things that the Bible says will happen at the end are in progress now. But I better go.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Right, appreciate it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Doug.
Well, the Bible has a lot to say about stuff like this. There's been a lot of false prophets who speak of peace and peace over America. And I don't have chapter verse. I believe it's Jeremiah. But God talks about how you have these false prophets who will come and they'll say peace, peace, peace. Mm-hmm. And yet they think that they can somehow back off the wrathful hand of God. And they're saying, hey, look, all these things are going to be a blessing. What God meant to be a punishment to the people, they're calling a blessing, right? Yep. I'll read this from Jeremiah real quick. Jeremiah 26. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord all the words that I command you to speak. Do not hold back a word. It may be they will listen, and everyone will turn from his evil way, that I may relent of the disaster that I intend to do to them because of their evil deeds. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I send to you urgently, though you have not listened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. You know what they did? When Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die.
Yep.
Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, this city shall be desolate without inhabitants? They were upset that Jeremiah called out the sins of the nation, saying, whoa, 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 hold on, we're the blessed people. We're the sacred ones. We're God's
that's
only.
Same kind of arrogance America has today. Let's take a call from Pennsylvania. Let's talk to Daryl. Daryl, come on in.
Pastor Butch and Pastor Doug, two of my favorite guys, and I just wanted to let everyone know to please pray for Pastor Doug, Pastor Butch, and the people that are out there trying to get the truth out. And nothing's more important than the Bible right now. And we can point fingers everywhere that we want, and when we go to the mirror and point the finger in the mirror, there's four fingers pointing back at us. We need to get into the Bible to really study God's Word. I've been going through the book of Daniel a lot lately. That's where you have the three Hebrews thrown into the fiery furnace. You have Daniel thrown into the lion's den. And that's coming in a respect, generally speaking, for all of the Christians in the world. Lucifer, Satan, is gone for the brass ring. He's gone for all the gusto. He's going to try to kill as many Christians as possible. So please support the people out there that are telling the truth. And thank you, Pastor Butch and Pastor Doug, for your service. Pastor Butch and I both in the Air Force, and me in the Army also. But the greatest service that we can serve, is you will both agree with, is that serve the Lord and to love the Lord and to obey Him and to tell His truth. Thank you so much, both of you. God bless you both.
God bless. Let's take one more quick phone call. We got about 30 seconds. Talk to Jeff in Canada. Jeff, you got about 30 seconds. Got to hurry.
I'll be fast. At the heart of this whole thing really is, the Zionists control the U.S. government. They control AIPAC, controls them. And they're going to have Milikowski, otherwise known as Netanyahu, come over soon. And we'll see the show that happens there, and you'll know who the real boss is and has been for many years. I look at Biden's cabinet, 80% Zionist. Look at Mayorkas. He's the one that supposedly controls the Secret Service and so forth. And also Trump, in his book, he talks about his Kabbalah teacher. It's right in his book. So he's not a Christian. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's complete fraud.
It is fraud. It's all fraud.
It's the fact. Yeah,
Jeff, I hate
totally.
To jump.
Anyway,
I got to jump. But good call and good point. Thank you. Doug, you have about another minute or so. Listen, about 30 seconds. What do you want to say in closing?
Just beware of those who declare peace when the Lord does not want peace. And these people are prophesying false prophecies and their false visions. Once again, I go back to Matthew 24, verse 4, where Jesus said, do not be deceived. Right now, you need discernment. You need to get as close to God as possible. Stop playing games with God in your life.
Amen.
You need to be getting prepared for what's fixing to happen to America. That doesn't mean we have a spirit of fear. But you're going to see what's coming. You need to prepare.
We got to stand. Doug, thank you so much. As you can see, this is a great program. People calling in by the bunches. But I'll talk to you in the very near future, okay?
All right, buddy.
God bless, my friend. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night, Lord willing. Have a great night. And let's pray for each other for strength and discernment. Let's do that, seriously. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.